T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Hey, now we're getting into the big hits by John Mellencamp. Whatever his name is. Sometimes he went by John Mellencamp, sometimes John Cougar, and other times
Cougar's
John,
his nickname.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
That's his.
No, it wasn't in
staple.
Quotes.
Well, okay.
No, it wasn't a nickname. I don't know where it came from, to be honest. But that, of course, is Hurts So Good, one of the hits from John Mellencamp. Joanna Chadwick, our guest from Vibe Magazine. She's brought to you by Pride Ag Ace Hardware. What are you doing, Joanna? Where are you at? What's going on?
Well, I am trying to rush out of the house and head down to Derby where I'm working on a concession stand tonight.
Of course.
Don't be jealous.
Yeah, we're pretty jealous. What's the deal tonight at the concession stand? Two hot dogs for $3, or what are we feeding the youngsters?
Okay, surely you haven't forgotten the Panther Plate.
I haven't.
At Derby. It is the best in concessions.
But they put baked beans.
Baked beans, potato salad, two cookies, chips, and a brat or a pork chop or a burger. I mean, you cannot beat that.
Nobody likes both baked beans and potato salad, do they? Maybe one or the other.
I love them both.
Okay, my bad. I don't like either of them, but you know me, I'm picky.
Well, that is true.
I can second that.
we just had Brandon Clark on the show. We wanted him to address kind of the gamesmanship from Manhattan and their football coach, Joe Schartz. What did you make of that? Because he gave the diplomatic answer, but I thought it was just insane.
Okay, so Brandon, what did Coach Clark say?
He said that, you know, they were false statements and that they were trying to poke the bear and it's just kind of a gamesmanship type thing, and we're not that worried about it.
Well, you know, first of all, I think Coach Schartz has been around a long time. And he was referring to 2011, which maybe back then people didn't have a tunnel. Basically, everybody has a tunnel now, at least in the bigger schools. And, you know, you think about the music that is played. That's everywhere. I mean, to me, when I read it, I think he was probably trying to rally his team, but his choice of words just struck me. Antics. Antics has such a negative connotation.
It does.
That there's, I mean, why not just say, you know, it's quite the atmosphere. We've been pumping in music, getting ready for it. I'm not really sure if he realized what he was doing, and if he did realize what he was doing, I guess I just have to ask, why? Nobody should have to get up for this game. This is a semifinal game. Nobody should. Derby doesn't need this. Derby is Derby. They can go out there and win without finding a chip on their shoulder. They're driven. Manhattan should be just as driven. So for me, like when my students brought it up today, I just kind of looked at them and laughed because, really?
But don't you think that he's doing it just to... this is my theory on it, Joanna. I think that he knows that he's outmatched maybe in this game, and he's just trying to find something to either, like Coach had said, poke the bear or to get his team fired up. I think that's the only thing I can think of.
Okay, Derby has already dealt with the rivalry game with Mays High. Derby has already handled that, moved on. Manhattan must be legit. My goodness, they beat Free State, who I think we all figured that Derby would be facing once again. To me, it is an unnecessary thing that just makes no sense to me. And I have to admit, I'm a fairly conservative sort. Derby doesn't need this, and why should Manhattan need it?
Talking with Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. I don't want to hit all of the games on one question, so try to be sort of broad. But out of Manhattan, Mays, and Pratt, who plays Andale, who has the best chance to win tonight?
Okay, so can I ask why you mentioned Pratt in with Manhattan and Mays? Pratt, I believe, is the higher seed.
Okay, then they would be the answer, I guess.
Okay, so, probably, but you said the best to win, the best chance to win?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Pratt and Mays have the best chance to win of those three. That's really a poor answer. And I can probably break that down a little bit. I see that Mays Northwest game, that's two number one seeds. Those are two incredible teams with Mays' defense and the ability to score points that they have shown. That's impressive. The Northwest and their offense, phenomenal. Cannot wait to see what happens when those two teams, that offense and defense, go up against each other. My concern would be for Northwest defense, which after giving up 67 points to Carroll, they've given up a lot of points this year. It hasn't kept them from winning. You know, how do you give up 570 passing yards and still win? You do that with a phenomenal offense. But if I'm looking for any question mark, that would be it.
Yeah, Northwest got to be the first team in history to be playing in the semis after allowing 67 points in the quarterfinal.
Okay, so you obviously need to clarify that because you can't make that broad of a statement. You know better than that. We're talking about eight-man football.
Yeah, that's true.
Out there. And you're also talking about 2-1A, which is, of course, what we had before this year, where you would have a blowout game even this late in the season.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Sorry, didn't call you out on that.
No, you're good. Have you ever watched a six-man game, Joanna?
You know, I never have. And, Jeff, I will take the heat for this. I have never seen an eight-man game.
Really? You just sent me to all those games to cover the state championship and you never had to?
Yep.
Man, that's brutal.
That sounds like a smart lady.
I needed a Saturday off at some point.
Those were the worst, man, because they were two games and they both took forever. I can complain now, right? I couldn't then.
Right, you couldn't then, no. I still love you, man.
Thank you. Feel the same way.
Joanna, how do you see this Derby Manhattan game going tonight?
You know,
offense, defense against who's better on what side? Like, how do you see this game playing out?
When I watched Derby last week against Topeka was the first time where I watched them and went, oof, man, they could lose this game. I mean, against Mays, it was a great matchup, and obviously they could have lost that game. There were some weird things that happened in that game, to be honest. I don't know, it was interesting, some of the officiating moves that happened, and interestingly, we saw that same official later. He does it in every game that he's in. But I don't know. I watched Topeka run that ball at Derby, and they just could not stop it. And it wasn't until they got that blocked field goal and they returned it to the 50, Mick Einyar, and then Dax Benway returned it to around the 50, and then they go in and score. And suddenly it was like, I don't know what happened, but I believe that if Topeka had gone up 10-0 there, I think it could have been a very different game. Because Derby just could not stop that run, and then they made adjustments at the half, and then just utterly dominated. And so I am a believer in that Derby offense and defense as to what they can do and what adversity that they can overcome. I don't know much about Manhattan. I'm going to be really honest with you there. I just don't. But I know what I've seen through the course of watching them against some of the really best talent, what they did to Taylan Peters out at Salina Central. With Mays, holding Mays in check, especially what they were able to do and able to score 35 against Mays' defense. So it's going to be a good game tonight. There's no doubt about it, but I still feel pretty comfortable taking Derby.
Joanna Chadwick, our guest from Vibe Magazine, courtesy of Prydag Ace Hardware. You know, I was all about that Mays shutout streak that they had early on in the season. I like Mays. I live close to Mays. But isn't Northwest's offense much better than Mays' defense?
That's what we're going to find out. And obviously when you have a Breece Hall in your backfield. Tonight is going to be gorgeous. There's no weather restrictions as to what can happen. Reagan Jones has proven to be one of the top quarterbacks in the area, and, you know, he can also run. Roy Johnson is totally overlooked consistently as to what he can do. It's going to be interesting to see. They've certainly put up the points this year, absolutely.
Okay, what do you think of the Goddard-McPherson game? What's your take on that one?
Well, I'm really glad that we went past these two teams. I think everybody's talking about Derby. Everybody's talking about Mays and Northwest. But McPherson is a team that has just dominated this year. They are putting up crazy points. I wish I had the numbers off the top of my head. I have it in my story at Vibe.com/Central Kansas. So please check it out because I wish I could give it to you. But Kyler Hoppus has thrown for 2,100 yards. Jace Kinnaman has run for more than 1,000. I think they've got Gabe Hoover, who there is their top receiver. I'm pretty sure he's got 68 catches for more than 1,000 yards. Really impressive what they have been able to do in Class 4A. And then they go up against the Goddard team that has not had the same sort of consistent domination through the year. They won big early. Then they struggled with a 17-16 overtime win, a 12-3 game against Eisenhower. And then they've really seemed to find their way here recently, especially defensively as well. I would pick McPherson in this and feel pretty comfortable with picking McPherson, but there's no doubt that Goddard is going to put up a fight. They got down early against Wellington last week, and so maybe they were able to learn some key lessons from that.
Joanna Chadwick, our guest, she's never seen an eight-man game. So what do you think the final game we need to talk about?
Absolutely, Pratt and Andale.
Are those both returning defending state champions, or am I making that up in my brain?
You're making that up.
Are either of them defending state champs?
I can't remember on Pratt, but I know Andale that they beat McPherson in 4A, and then they lost to DH
okay.
in 4A. So, and I can't remember who won 3A last year, but was Pratt 3A last year?
I thought they won it all, but I could be right. We'll look it up. It'll be fine.
Pratt is 4A. Anyway, I mean, that's my long time doing this. So the change in classification stumps me sometimes.
Me too.
Yeah. But, you know, Travis Tice has just been amazing as to what he can do for Pratt. And they have just rolled over teams. I mean, what they did to Smoky Valley last week, if you weren't awake as to what they've been doing all year, what they did last week against Smoky Valley was like a 46-0 win. I mean, Kim Lambert's legit and fast, and they had three backs who could really turn up the field, and they shut them out. And that was an unbeaten team, so that was pretty amazing to see. And they're going to go up against an Andale team who does what Andale does. I mean, they are consistently strong in the running game. They are so physical, and you can't just focus in on one player. Ethan Ballman is probably their top offensive guy, but, you know, they run a two-quarterback system. They've got, I think, five guys with 400 or more yards. Nobody over 700.
So outside of Russell or Newton, what's your favorite state high school football site? Because you can't pick those because you've never been.
I was wondering, why are you asking about Russell and Newton? That's pretty funny. Okay, so I'm really glad that they're not at KU and K-State. The only way that I would want to go back to those sites is if we had like an all day of state, which would be a great argument, conversation for another day. I really enjoyed Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Because it's a quality press box, and of course I'm biased.
Of course.
Quality press box with quality stats, people who are used to doing that. And then it's a great venue. I mean, they've got I think they have a Jumbotron, don't they? Am I misremembering? I really like that place.
All right. I like Pittsburgh. That's where I was the last time I covered a state championship game, which I think was 2 years ago when Goddard played in it. I enjoy theirs too. So a lot of good ones.
You know, and Emporia State and Washburn are really nice as well. Those are just really cool venues. You're right. Pitt State's a great venue. You know, those small colleges, they definitely do it upright.
No doubt about it. Joanna, thank you. You're in Derby this evening. Have fun. Get those Derby plates out there, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Bye, guys.
All right. See ya. Joanna Chadwick, debrief it for us.
Well, she knows her stuff, no question.
Oh yeah, she's been doing this a while.
Exactly. And you, and I didn't think it was very fair of you to poke the bear on the 8-man game.
She's never been to an 8-man game.
Why? So
I mean, I get it. I was a lowly, you know, on the totem pole guy at the Wichita Eagle covering high school football games. But I didn't need to go see that.
Well, yeah, you did. That's part of the gig, man.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, obviously. She sent you there.
I want good assignments. I want good assignments.
Get it done. Oh, yeah, walk in and I just want all the good assignments.
I loved writing. I loved covering games, okay? I'm not going to ever shortchange my experience covering games, working with and for the Wichita Eagle in the capacity that I did. But waking up on a Saturday and knowing I don't have to drive to Russell or Newton. Newton's fine. I just don't want to drive anywhere.
Newton's not that far. That's
no, I don't have to go. I don't have to cover
15 minutes.
I don't have to cover a Thunder game that night. Again, these are all rewarding experiences, but I'm a couch guy.
What do you want me to say to that?
I don't know.
Like, what do you say to that?
What do you say to it?
That's why you got into journalism. You got to go cover the games in order to write a story.
I love writing. You know this. And 99.9% of the time I was out on an assignment, I absolutely loved it. Again, I'm not shortchanging. But there's also some peace of mind that said, I get to stay home tonight.
Where was the worst place you had to go? Real quick. The worst place that you were like, oh, man, I can't believe I had to go out there.
There was a day where I was just deathly ill and I had to go cover bowling. And bowling is hard because you really got to keep up with it. And it's just, you got to check in all the time and it's, you never really know what's going on.
Because, so you had to pay attention.
No, you can't watch everything at once.
Okay.
So you got to kind of just keep up and your brain has to work. You can't just.
Well, that makes sense then.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. With you, yeah, that makes total sense.
My brain doesn't always work. All right, we got to take a break. The Shockers and Appalachian State are tied with about 10 minutes to go. And here's a bucket for the Shock, so they take the lead. Stay with us, hour number two of The Drive when we return.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.